Now, something I absolutely adore, Helen, is the subject of this next question. Neil Denham says, why do chilli peppers change colour when they go ripe? We're growing some chilli peppers on our windowsill. So am I, actually. My chilli plant got some fungal disease and died, though. Well, nearly died. I managed to resuscitate it, but I had to spray something on it that is now... it says do not use on things you intend to eat. So although I've saved the plant, it's now useless because I can't actually eat it. Anyway, he says, we're growing some chilli peppers on our windowsill. For ages they've been green, but suddenly they're going beautiful red and yellow colours. I understand the process why most plants are green, but why do the peppers turn red and yellow? What's the point of that?
Excellent. Yeah, I'm growing my own chilli peppers too, failing too as well. So if you've got any tips on how to do it better, I'd love to hear from you. But, well, if you think about it, it's kind of a two-sided question, really. First of all, why does any kind of fruit or anything that might be eaten change into a bright red colour? And usually that's if it's ripe and ready to go, it's advertising itself to be eaten by a disperser. An animal of some sort's going to come along, have a nibble, eat it, take the seeds in its stomach and release them somewhere else in the faeces to help disperse this plant. So that's okay, if you're a nice tasty thing like a tomato, they start out green and they don't want to be eaten before they're nice and ready, before the seeds have actually developed enough, so they will later on turn to be red. And there you go, that's why they turn red. But why do chilies turn red? Do they actually want to be eaten, given that they're so spicy? Do animals actually like to eat chilies? Well, there's lots of theories about why chilies evolved to have such spiciness in them. It's capsaicin is the chemical that actually makes your tongue burn when you have a mouthful of chili, and I love it as well. And there's a guy called Josh Tewksbury, a scientist in the University of Washington, who spent a lot of his time looking into this question of how spicy chilies evolved, why they evolved, what's the purpose of them. He's been out into the Bolivian and Peruvian jungles where we think, well, sorry, the rainforest, the dry mountainous areas, actually, not rainforest, where we think these chilies first evolved. And he's found some really interesting things out. We think that it could actually be that mammals are no good at eating chilies because they actually crunch them up, their seed predators. So that's not much use to the chili plant because their seeds get destroyed that way. But maybe birds are the ones that the chilies are trying to attract, because birds usually just swallow down the seeds whole and they don't actually get affected by the chili. And they've watched to see there are natural variations in the amount of capsaicin you get in plants within one population of chilies. And if you look, they went out and looked and they saw that mammals don't like to eat the ones where there's lots of chili capsaicin in the plants. But birds don't mind. They will just go for any of them.
I think they actually lack the receptor that the capsaicin locks onto on the nerve fibres.
There you go.
So they can't detect it.
That
so,
as well.
Because one suggestion we did have for people who keep chickens and are fed up with rats eating the chicken food is that you put loads of curry powder in with the chicken food, and the chickens don't notice the curry powder because they're insensitive to the effect of the capsaicin.
Mm.
But the rats do. And the other benefit of that is that you get a sort of pre-marinated chicken. So when you come to eat it, it's already nice and curry.
Super, super. And it also could be that it deters fungal attack, and that, in fact, having more capsaicin in the chilli plants, in their seeds, helps to avoid fungus coming along and destroying the seeds. So maybe it's attracting birds, and that's why chilies are red. Perhaps it could be, and we've been doing it for an awfully long time, at least 6,000 BC, we think that the chilies were being cultivated.
With good reason. They're fantastically tasty.
Stuff.
Thank you, Helen.